Hi guys, welcome to my Monday and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So my name is Christy and today we have a video called Why the Octopus Brain is So Extraordinary. So I feel like not a lot of us know about octopus, and to be specific, most people just see octopuses and squids as a food, but not really getting to know them. But this video actually explains a lot about this, 8-foot monster. So let's take a look at today's sentence. An octopus' intelligence isn't just useful for octopuses. Their radically different nervous system and autonomously thinking appendages have inspired new research in developing flexible robots made of soft materials. An octopus' intelligence isn't just useful for octopuses. Their radically different nervous system and autonomously thinking appendages have inspired new research in developing flexible robot made of soft materials. 我们首先来看的是 octopus 这个字。octopus 呢，指的就是章鱼的意思，也就是这一篇影片的主角啦。octopus 它的 to 的 o 是发短音呃的音，那 pus 的 u 也是发短音呃的音。octopus 那 o 呢，第一个 o 只是发 r 的音。那其实很有趣的是，章鱼之所以会叫 octopus， 是因为 oct 这个字首呢有八的意思，因为章鱼有八只脚，所以英文呢就是会把它取名为 octopus。那还有另外一个，比如说像八边形呢，就是 octagon， 像是我们听过美国五角大厦就是 pentagon， 那八边形呢就是 octagon。那有人还会问说，我还知道有一个字首呢是 oct 开头的，就是我们的月份 October， 可是 October 明明就是十月，为什么会是 OCT 开头呢？这其实很有趣，这其实在罗马历里面的这个 Roman Calendar 里面， October 呢是第八个月份，只是我们把它移到现在的就是Gregorian Calendar 还有 Julian Calendar 的时候呢，它变成了十月份，但是我们保留了它的原名，所以就还是叫做 October。再来我们来看 radical 这一个字， radical 呢还有指极端的或者是根本的意思，它也有指彻头彻尾的，像是 This country has undergone radical change ever since the regime shift， 就自从政权转移之后呢，这个国家经历了就是彻头彻尾的改变。那也可以说 I don't really agree with his radical views， 我不太赞同呢他的极端的想法。再来我们来看 nervousNervous 呢指的就是紧张的，它的 VOUS 这边比较特别，只有发短音呃的音 Nervous 像是最简单的例句可能就是说 He's quite nervous before the exam， 他在考试之前蛮紧张的。那 nervous 的名词呢是 nerve， 就是神经的意思。那有时候呢我们会在英文电影里面就会听到说How come you have the nerve to come back here， 你怎么还敢还有脸回来这边，就有一种这种胆敢的意思，就是 How dare you have the nerve to do something， 就你怎么敢这样做。再来我们来看 autonomous 呢指的就是自主的，它的 AU 是发 R 的音，重音在 TO 的地方， O 也是发 R 的音，然后 NO 的 O 则是发短音 E， autonomous。再我们来看 appendage 呢指的就是附属物，那这个 append 呢还有一个跟它长得很像的字叫做 appendix 呢就是附录，那这个字对我来讲印象很深的时候就是每次在英国写 essay 啊或者是写论文的时候，除了那个 bibliography 就是要把那些你写论文或者是写 essay 里面的参考书目一条一条从 A 到 Z 列出来之外呢，就会有这个 appendix 就是附录，就是比如说你会有一段中英翻翻译对照的附录等等，就还要附在essay 或者是论文的最后面。在最后我们来看 inspire 指的是激励或者是鼓舞的意思，像是 he really inspired me in life， 他在我人生中不断的激励着我。那如果要把它换成另外一个名词的例句的话呢，也可以说 he is one of my biggest inspiration， 他对我来说呢是生命中的灵感。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more timeAn octopus' intelligence isn't just useful for octopuses. Their radically different nervous systems and autonomously thinking appendages have inspired new research in developing flexible robots made of soft materials. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!